Hey gentlemen, Boker Tov. Good morning, everybody. Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We're in the very top, the second line. We're continuing. Yeah, we had a beautiful introduction to the new eighth parak yesterday with the Mishnah, and now we're going to discuss in the Gemara all of these details further. So we had yesterday the first of the many discussions over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and the Mishnah, and the first one was that Beis Shammai says that the Birchas Hayom goes first. In other words, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then we say Bar Pi HaGofen. Of course, we know we've passed like Beis Hillel, we say Bar Pi HaGofen, and then Mekadesh HaShabbos in the Kiddush. So we're on the top, second line on Nun Beis Omen Aleph. V'savri Beis Shammai Debirchas Hayom Adifa, is it really true? Is that really Beis Shammai's opinion that you say Mekadesh HaShabbos before you say the Bar Pi HaGofen? But I'll show you another brisa that says that that's not Beis Shammai's opinion. For Tanya, we have another brisa. Hanichnas l'beis b'matzi Shabbos. If somebody goes to his house on Matzi Shabbos, so he has to make Havdalah. So what does he do? Mevarech al hayayin. You first make the Bari Pri HaGofen on the wine. Then you make the Ma'or, which is Bari Ma'or Yeh. Notice that they say Bari Ma'or Yeh before Besamim. Then you make the Besamim. V'yachet kach omer Havdalah. And then you make again, the order that we do with the switching around the Bar Mori H and Bar Mori Summon. Now, Vim Einlo, here's the critical part. Here's the question. Vim Einlo Elikos Echad. The guy doesn't have two cups of wine. In other words, he's going to need a cup of wine for benching, and he's going to need a cup of wine for Avdallah. But he doesn't have another cup of wine. So what should he do? Eat. Don't do Havdalah, eat before Havdalah, which is, of course, not something that we would recommend. And then, make Havdalah and benching together, because you have to bench halakos. So therefore, combine them and do all together. So what do you see over here? That Beis Shammai's opinion is, Pori Pri HaGofen, Yayin, comes before Havdalah. So how can you tell me over here that they say, the Yom always comes before the Bari Pri HaGofen? Here you clearly see that the Yom comes after the Bari Pri HaGofen. So that's the Kasha. Now, we're going to have a longer side over here, but don't forget this Kasha, because one's going to ultimately come back and say, okay, we resolved your aside, but Var Kasha, we have this Kasha, that there's a steer in Beis Shammai. In one place, Beis Shammai says, our Mishnah, that Mekadesh HaShabbos comes before Bari Pri HaGofen, and here they say Bari Pri HaGofen comes before Havdalah. So again, the stira, that's the real question. But now we have an aside, where it says, how do you know this is Beis Shammai's opinion? So we're going to have an aside to prove that this is Beis Shammai's opinion, because it doesn't say this is Beis Shammai's opinion. Maybe this Valtanya is really somebody else. So where it says, v'ha, mimai Beis Shammai. How are you telling me this brice over here that says that this is the order over here, yayin before Havdalah, is really Beis Shammai? Maybe that's Beis Hillel. Dilma Beis Hillel. Where it says, no, don't think that for a second. Lo sol kedaitach. Why? Because the diktani ma'or v'yachakach b'samim. Because look at the order. This brisa says you make a bari maria eish, and then you make a bari maria b'samim. That's not Beis Shammai's opinion. That's not Beis Hillel's opinion. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. Maria eish comes first. What's the svara behind maria eish comes first? So the pshat v'ian brings down over here. He says that the Beis Yosef holds over here that you always need or. It's something that everybody needs. Some people need, some people don't need. So in terms of chashivas of the two, or should come first. That's something that everybody needs. And some people like besamim, some people don't like besamim. So that's why he says that you should make the or before you should make the besamim. Okay. That's Beis Shammai's approach. Uman Shammai's lay, this lay high svara, Beis Shammai. And who do we know that says bari miyareish before bari miyareish, Beis Shammai? The Tanya. Rav Yehuda says, lelechu Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ala mazon. We don't have any arguments with Beis Shammai Beis Hillel regarding benching. In this situation, we only have one cup. So then you first make the ala benching, the ala kos on the benching, and then you make it on Avdolah. The only place that they argue, okay, the only place that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argue, Amar Nechlaku, al hamor v'al besamim. Which one comes first? Mor besamim. The Bach just says Ushin. She Beis Shammai Yomim Mor comes first, V'yachakach Besamim, as I just explained. And then, Beis Hillel Yomim Besamim, they say the Besamim come first, V'yachakach Mor. No, why don't they say everybody needs light and not everybody needs Besamim? Because they say that the Besamim is more Tadir. Then you make the bracha on the light. The bracha on the light, you only make once a week on Matzah Shabbos. That's to remind us that Adam Rishon was given light at that point in time. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught him how to make fire then, so that's why we remind ourselves of that every Matzah Shabbos. But besamim, people can do it every day. So it's Tadr Sheinu Tadr, Tadr Kodim. So that's the other opposing Svara. No, what do you see over here? That this is the opinion, clearly, of Beis Shammai. It says, Moriah Eish before Besabit. Shmuel says, not yet. Who says? We're still in the aside. Umimayde Beis Shammai he. Who says that this is Beis Shammai's opinion? Valiba the Rabbi Yehuda. This that we just had over here, we're going to have later on this year today. This is the way the Rabbi Yehuda understands the machlokis, that they agree on the order, except for Moriah Eish and Besamim. That's the only machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That's Rav Yehuda's opinion. But there's another opinion, Rav Meir's opinion, Dilma, Beis Hillel. Maybe this is the opinion of Beis Hillel, in fact, and then you don't have a steer in Beis Shammai. Our original question doesn't get off the ground. Because our original question was, is a steer in Beis Shammai? But maybe it's not a steer in Beis Shammai, because this is really the opinion of Beis Hillel that we just brought down. Valiba the Rav Meir. And that goes according to the opinion of Rav Meir. Rav Meir has a different understanding of the machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, which we'll have later on the Gemara again. But here we're saying, maybe this is the opinion of Beis Hillel according to Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, no, lo soka daitach. Don't think that. Diktani hocho b'masnisen, because it says in our Mishnah over here, Beishami omrim ner umazom b'samim v'avdallah. The order according to Beishami is ner. First you make a bar mirage, then you bench, if you only have one cup, b'samim, then you make the bar b'samim, and then avdallah. O Beisela, don't disagree with that. Ner u'b'samim, they agree ner comes first, and then b'samim. Mazon, and then Abdullah. The only disagreement they have is where you put the mazon. So, therefore, that can't be necessarily the opinion only of Beis Shammai. You can see Beis Hillel also holds that Nair comes before Besamim according to this version, Rav Meir's version. Rav says, V'hosam b'raisa k'toni, in Elo, the b'raisa is talking about if you don't have any wine, you only have one cup of wine. Elikos echad. So, minicho li'acha mazon, then you wait till after you eat, and then you make it, u'mashashon kun li'achrav. So Gemara says, no, Shmami no, de Beis Shammai hi, Valiba de Rav Yehuda. No, so this is talking about, obviously this is talking about if the order over here is you only have one cup, so then we said, when you only have one cup, so the mazon has to be first, and then the other three. The only opinion that says the mazon comes first, and then the other three, and you have Bari Mariesh before Besamim, that only can be Beis Shammai, and only according to Rav Yehuda. Because if you want to say it's Beis Shammai, it's Beis Hillel, according to Rav Meir, then the mazon wouldn't come first. So therefore, the mazon has to come first. The only way you can have the mazon first, and the havdalah last, and ner, and then besamim, the only opinion that holds like that, which is the opinion that we have over here, is Beis Shammai, according to Rav Yehuda. So our aside has been proven wrong. This, in fact, is Beis Shammai. We have said maybe it's not Beis Shammai. So we're left with our original opinion, that this is Beis Shammai. Vatanya, we have this Braisa, second line, third line for today's Shia, right? Vatanya, Hanichlas Lebeis of Motzei Shabbos, Mevarach Al Hayayin first, then more, then Besamim, and then Havdalah. So we have Beis Shammai saying Borei Pri Hagafen before they say the Yom. And in our Mishnah, we had Beis Shammai saying the Yom is Adifa, you make Mekadesh Shabbos before you make Bar Pri Hagafen. Therefore, we're left with our original question. We call Makom Kasha. We're left with our original question. How can you tell me Beis Shammai says it's more important to make the bracha on the day and then the bar priya gofen? Here you see they say it's more important to make the bracha on bar priya gofen and then on the havdalah, on the day. Somebody says no. Kosavi Beis Shammai holds over here. Their opinion is, shayni iluye yomo me'afuke yomo. There's a big difference as to whether you're accepting the Shabbos or you're getting rid of the Shabbos. You're saying goodbye to the Shabbos. When you're getting, accepting the Shabbos, ilu Shabbos, ilu yomo, kama de mikdaminon le odif. You can't wait to bring in Shabbos. The first chance you get, you say mekadesh Shabbos. You don't want to wait a second. You don't want to say bar priya gofen and then mekadesh Shabbos goes to Beis Shammai. You want to say mekadesh Shabbos as soon as you can. Iyule yomo, to enter, you're excited about bringing in the Shabbos, you want to say it the first possible second that you can. Afuke yomo. Oh, to say goodbye to the Shabbos. No, let's do Bar Priya Gofen first. There were no rush to say goodbye to the Shabbos. Kamu demachrina le odif. As much as you can delay it, we can. So there's no steer in Beis Shammai. They would always say that the fourth position is Mekadesh Shabbos comes before the Bar Priya Gofen. But by Havdalah, even though the Yom is more odif, you want to be reluctant to say goodbye to Shabbos, so you do anything you can first. Nafkumina, in Shul we say Svira before Havdalah. Right? You always do something before Havdalah if you can. You try to do as many things before Havdalah in order not to make Abdullah as early as to make Abdullah early, you want to make Abdullah as late as possible to show your reluctance. It's like I always say, you put your tefillin on with your right hand, you take them off with your left hand. You want to demonstrate reluctance. You start your Shemoneh Esrei with your right foot walking forward, you go back at the end of Shemoneh Esrei with your left foot going back. You want to demonstrate reluctance. So to over here, Beis Shammai's opinion is, Yom Adifa, normally the day is more important than the Bar Priya Gavin. The day causes the Bar Priya Gavin to be brought. Except by Matzah Shabbos, you want to show your reluctance to say goodbye to Shabbos. You don't want it to be like a burden on you. Oh, I got to get rid of it. You have to say goodbye to the Shabbos. Okay, let's get rid of it already. So you want to show, oh, I wish Shabbos would stay here forever. This is one of the reasons why we have a Malava Malka. Again, to demonstrate our reluctance to get rid of the Shabbos, we want to escort the Shabbos out with a fancy suda, with a nice thing. We want to demonstrate constantly that we want to keep the Shabbos as long as we possibly can. Okay. The lashon that they use is lochiach shekoshali parid misuda Shabbos. We're so sad to say goodbye to Shabbos. Let's have another suda, keep the Shabbos a little bit longer. If you have a guest that you really want, stay for another few minutes. Stay for another few minutes. You know they have to go. Right? They haven't played the cash. No, you get a little bit later. That's the idea. So Mar now asks, Bisavi Beis Shammai Shabichas Amazon Tuna Kos. So according to this, Beis Shammai says Tuna Kos. So I want to bring a raya from here that even a yachid benches with a kos. Even an individual. What's the raya? So I want to bring a raya from here because we said if you only have one kos, so then bench, you eat first, and then do Abdullah. Eat, bench ala kos, and then do Abdullah. So if a yachid didn't need a kos, so just don't have a zimun. So have the three people eat separately, and they won't need a kos for benching. So in fact, if the Gemara doesn't give that suggestion, it must mean that even if you're eating by yourself, you need a kos for benching. Now, most people don't follow that. It's one of those things. Some mitzvahs have masel. There are a lot of heterim for why you don't have to. It's the zimun. It's important. So, bottom line is, if anybody wants to bench ala kos, heter gomer to do it by yourself. Certainly, we should try to do it more often. We don't do it. This is one of those mitzvahs that just doesn't have mazel. The hetayim, but it's one of those mitzvahs that anytime you have three people together, you should really ideally bench ala kos. I'm not saying I do it all the time either. It's a wonderful thing for a person to try to adopt. My mother, during the year of a yard site, I tried to adopt to always make the bench ala kos because I was always leading the benching. Because there is a nice knee hook that the person who's in the year of Avelus should also try to lead the benching. Just like he wants to be the chazen, you want to demonstrate everything you do in mitzvahs for the person. So since I was benching, I could make ala kos. There's somebody to bench ala kos. They're not used to benching ala kos. I may not always know how, so I was always afraid of embarrassing somebody else. But here, in this situation, so I tried that knee hook. It's a hard thing to do. You have to remember to take out the grape. You have to have another cup of grape juice or wine. You may be driving. It's a weekday. You know, so it's not so simple. So on Shabbos, it's easy. You don't have to worry about driving right after benching if you have a glass of wine. So you make it on grape juice if it's a weekday. No, it's a very beautiful thing that we unfortunately follow in the breach more than we do in the real halacha. Okay. Where it says, Sorry, Beis Shammai, Birchas HaMazon Tuna Kos. Beis Shammai really hold that you need to bench ala kos. Hotnan, Balem Yayim Le'achar HaMazon, if they have wine coming after the meal. So they haven't benched yet. So what should you do? Im Ein Sham Ela Osu Kos. You only have one cup. So you know what Beis Shammai would do? Beis Shammai Omri Mevorech Ala Yayin, make a Bar Priya Gofen, V'yachar Kach Mevorech Ala HaMazon, and then bench. In other words, make the Bar Priya Gofen before you bench. Now, we, of course, know when you bench ala kos, you make the Bar Priya Gofen after the kos. Because the guy wants to drink the wine now. He'd like to have, for dessert, a glass of wine. So, don't make him wait till after benching. Beis Shammai says, you don't have to bench ala kos. He only has one cup of wine. So, Beis Shammai says, don't make him bench ala kos. How can you tell me Beis Shammai insists that you make benching ala kos? Here, they had a choice. He could have waited. They said, no, the guy doesn't have to wait. Someone says, my lav, the mevarech ilave, the shasile. So, no, doesn't this mean that the guy made a Bar Priya Gofen and he drank from the cup? And then he benched without a kos because he didn't have another kos. Shmuel says, no, the mevarich ilave. He made the Bar Priya Gofen umanachle, and he didn't drink from it. How could that possibly be? Shmuel says, v'amamar hamavarich tzoros yitom. How can you make a bracha and not drink? It's a bracha levatala. It's wrong. Shmuel says, no, detoimle. He drank from it. Shmuel says, v'amamar tamo pegamo. So then, if he drank from this cup, it's now called the kos pagum, right? Everybody knows the minhag. If you drank from you pour up the kiddush and shul here. What do? They pour off some cup from wine into the little cups, and then they add a little wine into the cup, and then they pour it back into the bottle, so not to waste the extra wine. right? Nobody drank from that cup, so, but it's kos pogum. We all know kos pogum. Technically, that's not a kos pogum. Technically, you don't have to do that. The minhag is to do it. In any event, because nobody drank from that cup, they poured off from it. There are those that do say it's a kos pogum, even though we don't paskin like that, so, no, the minhag is to pour a little bit into the big kiddush cup and then pour it all back. But the bottom line is, he tasted from it. If he tasted from it, it's a kos pogum. How can you bench on a kos pogum? Right? Tamo pigomo. This is a ruined cup. It's a pogum. It's a blemished cup. So how can he go and bench on it? Someone says, no, he didn't drink from the cup. This is like what some rabbis who are Masada Kedushin at a wedding. So they make the bar priya gofen and they give to the chasim the kala. So some have the minhag that they spill a little bit on the hand and they lick the wine from the hand. It's because they're also supposed to drink. They made the bar priya gofen, so they want to drink. Instead of they making the bar prigov and just with the chasen and kala. So if you ever noticed some Masada Kedushin, they spill a little bit on the hand, they give the cup to the chasen, to the kala. The father of the chasen gives the cup to the chasen, the mother of the kala gives the cup to the kala, and rabbi goes like that. So that's because he made the bar prigov and he wants to drink from it. So that's not a problem. He drank a little bit from it. Right, to make a bracha, even on a mashu. You won't make a bracha achrona, rabbi doesn't get up there and say an alagethen. Right? But you're not allowed to be nene from this world, even a mashu. So he has a mashu, he made a bracha. Now, it's really chosin kalori. You don't have to do that. But some have the custom that the rabbi who's inside of Kedushin also drinks a little because he did make the bar priya gofen. Okay. Now, so in this situation, vama mar, tamo pogamo, so the time may be other. He didn't drink from the cup, he didn't make it a real kos pogam, but he, therefore, it's okay. Now, not everybody agrees with this. Some say that even if you drink from your finger, you make it into a kos pogum, but that's not what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Mar says, V'amamar, koshel bracha tzar shir, v'aka pachis lay. So wait a second. We're assuming you started off with a revius over here. Exactly. And now you just spilled a little bit on your finger. So now you got, let's say a revius is 4 ounces. So now you only got 3.9 ounces. So now you don't have a shear of a revius in the cup, and you're benching on a cup that doesn't have a shear. Mar says, nope. No, he had more. He had 8 ounces there. So he had 2 reviuses there, so therefore he has a revius left. Where it says, we said you only have 1 cup. If you have 8 ounces, you have 2 cups. Where it says, no, Trey Lohavi, he didn't have 8 ounces. He had 5 ounces. So he spills off a little bit. So he has 4.5 ounces left. Oh, that's more than the revius, but it's not enough to have another kos. So that's what we're talking about. That's when Beis Shammai says that he could have the bari priya gofen and spill a little bit, drink a little bit of wine before before benching, and then he'll bench ala kos. Where it says, "For Tony Reb Chiya, Beis Shammai omrim mevarech ala yayin v'shoseyu." No, that's not Beis Shammai's opinion. Beis Shammai says, in this situation, you make the bari priya gofen on the wine and you drink it. He says, "But we should drink it over here." V'yachigach mevarech mevazon without a kos. So how can you tell me Beis Shammai insists that you have a kos for benching? Here's a classical case where the guy had a kos and Beis Shammai let him drink it before benching. So obviously they hold you don't have to have a kos for benching. So that's the steerer to what we just said, that Beis Shammai says you must have a kos for benching. So Mor says, you're right, Taka, we have a steer in Beis Shammai. El trei tanoi, v'alibi de Beis Shammai. We have 2 different opinions as to what Beis Shammai's opinion is. That's okay.
Because he said he drank it? Even
yeah.
Before, it was more than
no, so here, that was that price. Here, his price says he drank it. Vishoseyu. Vishoseyu doesn't mean he spilled. Yeah, but he drank from that cup. Before we said it wasn't pogum because it spilled on his finger and he only drank a little bit. Here it says he drank it. You can't say he drank it means he spilled a little bit on his finger, still left 4 ounces left, and that's. No, here, Shoseyu. So therefore, if it's Shoseyu, this b'risa holds, according to this Tana, that Beis Shammai doesn't require a kos for benching. And the other b'risa says Beis Shammai does require a kos for benching. Next, we have in the series of the Mishnayos, Beis Shammai omrim v'chule. Which machlok is this? We go right into the b'risa, and the b'risa will tell us. Tana Rabbanan. Beis Shammai omrim noten yodayim v'achak mo'z g'nas kos. Now here we're going to learn a lot of dinim of tumah v'tara. If you're not familiar with them, I'll try to go through them, but we unfortunately are in a little bit of a rush. Especially tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, and Wednesday is Rosh Chodesh, so we have a little bit shorter time for the shiur, because the first minyan, we wait till the first minyan gets done. So we're not going to start before 6:50. So the shear is going to be a little bit shorter. So as soon as the first minyan is done, everybody come in here right away. I suggest all the other people that are davening at the 7:30 minyan go and daven up to Mizmor Shir. So when you go downstairs, we can go down at the last moment. And this way, just put on your tefillin, you'll be right up to Mizmor Shir when they're up to Mizmor Shir. So warning to the wise, we're going to be rushing. But okay, well, it's beautiful Gemara. It's easy Gemara to rush through somewhat. But here, the Tumen Tara is a little bit difficult if you're not used to some of the terms. So the Gemara Brisa says, Beshama Mim, that first you wash your hands, you do Netilas Yadayim to remove the Tumah of your hands. Your hands are Rishani. Halachically, your hands are always Rishani. Your Dayim Askaniyosheim, and we assume they're Rishani. A sheni can be metame certain things. We'll talk about that. And therefore, we wash your hands until you die. And there's all rabbinical tumah, according to the Daraisa. Your body's tumah, your whole body's tumah, your nothing's tumah. You can't have just hands tumah. The rabbi said that your hands can become tumah. So that's why we wash until you die, to remove this rabbinical sheni tumah that may be on your hands. So, Beishami Yomim, you first wash your hands. Yachach Moses goes. Then you fill up the cup of wine. Why is that? We'll see in a moment. Oh, see right here. Shimata Omer, Mosgin is a kos. Because if you say you fill up the cup first, Tchila, if you fill up the cup first, Gezeira, we're concerned, Shema Yitamu Mashkim Shachori HaKos, you're going to spill a little bit of the wine from the cup, you overfill it a little bit, some spills over, Machmas, and it's going to, Mashkim, Yitamu Mashkim Shachori HaKos, Machmas Yodav, your hands, which are Rishani by definition, until you wash them, are going to come in touch with those drips of wine that fell from over the cup, and they're going to become, your hands are Tomei Yishani, but there's a special rule that by liquids, they go back and become a risho. Normally, a sheni makes a shlishi. But by liquids, there's a special gzera de rabbanon, for various reasons, won't go into right now, that they made a sheni hands touching a liquid, the liquid becomes a risho. Now, if the liquid is a risho, v'yachzru v'yitamu es hakos, and that risho liquid can now be metame the kos, and we don't want the kos to become tame. So therefore, Beishamai says, wash your hands first. Your hands will be clean. If any of the wine spills over, any of the drink spills over, it touches your hands are clean. So they can't make that rishon liquid, they can't make that liquid into a rishon, and that rishon, therefore, won't become a rishon, that those wine or whatever is on the outside of the cup won't become a rishon, and it won't become a tami the cup. That's why Beishamai says, go wash your hands first.
But the cup is going to be tami only from which side? Outside only.
Hold on, we'll get to that. So the Gemara says, you're going to, in this situation, be metami the kos. And therefore, v'liyatamu yadayim l'kos, and your hands, so you have a tamas l'kos. Fine. The Gemara says, v'liyatamu yadayim l'kos, why don't we say that your hands will directly be mitami l'kos? Your hands are sheni, and they'll be mitami l'kos directly. What do you need the wine to drip over the side? So Gemara says, yadayim shniyosein, because your hands are only a sheni until you wash them. Ve'in shenios a shlishi b'chulin. And there is no concept of a shlishi by chulin. We only have a concept of shlishi by truma and by kachim. So therefore, the cup, we're dealing here with chulin. So therefore, there's no way the cup can become a shlishi, because there is no concept of shlishi. So even though if your hands are a sheni, and they would make it a shlishi if it was a truma, but they don't make it a shlishi if it's chulin. So therefore, ain't sheni also shlishi with chulin. So Mora says, elo ayde mashke. The only way the wine can, the cup can become tame is if it comes into contact with the wine that became a rishon from your hands. So your hands are a sheni. They would make the wine into a rishon. The wine that's a rishon would be metame the cup. And that's why Beishamai says, wash your hands first, so your hands can't be metami the wine. That's Beishamai's opinion. Wash your hands first, and then pour the wine. Or Beisil said the opposite. Moses is going to fill up the cup. The Yachagach no longer diamond. Only afterwards, wash your hands. Why? What's Beishamai's reasoning? Shema'ata omer nitotlin yodayim tchila. If we say go wash your hands first, you know what's going to happen? Yizeiro Hashem yitamu mashkin shabi yodayim machmas akos. Beisil says over here, your hands are going to be wet still. You just washed them in the Tzidayim. The liquid on your hands is clean right now. It's tar. You just washed the Tzidayim. But you're going to touch the cup while your hands are still wet. The cup is Tomei. The cup is Tomei, and that's going to be Mitamei. If the cup is a Sheni, it's going to be Mitamei, the liquid that's still on your hands, and make it into a Rishon. And now, Machmas, Mitamu Mashin should be a Dayim, Machmas Akos, V'yachzru V'yitamu Es Yadayim. And now, that Rishon on your hands is going to be Mitamei your hands again. Now your hands are a sheni again. You just washed the tilas yadayim, but your hands became a sheni again. So therefore, Beishamai says, Beis Hillel says, go and first pour the cup, and then do a wash the tilas yadayim. Now, each of them is concerned about something else. But first we have, v'nitmei kos yadayim. Why don't we say that the kos directly is metami your hands? So again, the same thing. Ain kli metami odom. Because the kli can't be metami odom. Kli can only be metami ochlin umashkin. It can't be metami odom v'kelim. So one kli can't be metami another kli. So therefore, unless it's an avatumah. So therefore, that's why Beisilah is worried what they're worried about. Beishamah is worried about what they're worried about. Gemara says, V'nitnei l'mashkim shebisocho. What about the mashkim inside the cup over here? Why aren't we concerned about that? So Gemara says, Hacha b'chli shenitamu l'achor. If the cup is tamei, why isn't it tamei the wine that's right inside? So Gemara says, no, because only the outside of the cup is all dinim d'rabbanon. Only the outside of the cup. We're talking here, Hacha b'chli shenitamu achora b'mashkim. Liquid that we made the Rabbanan into a Rishon, it's not a Rishon, it should have been a Shlishi, but we made the Rabbanan into a Rishon, we don't want people burning Truma based upon that, because only a Din the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to burn Truma based upon a Din the Rabbanan, you have to let it sit until it spoils, you're not allowed to intentionally go destroy Truma, or Kachim, unless the Doraisa is supposed to be destroyed. The only the Rabbanan, you have to let it wait until it spoils. So here, the rabbi said, if we make this, that it's metame, the inside of the cup, as well as the outside of the cup, people are going to throw away or burn, destroy the stuff that's inside the cup, and that's not allowed. So therefore, they have to make a hecker. They have to make something recognizable over here. And therefore, the rabbi said that only the outside of the kli is metame over here. Normally, if you're metame a kli, if an avatum is metame a kli, the inside and the outside are tame. But here, since it's only a din derabanan, only the outside of the kli was tameh. Hacha b'kli shenitmu achor b'mashkin askinon. The tocho tohar v'gabo tameh. Here's a unique din derabanan. And they made this as a hecker, so you should know the difference. And only the outside of the kli, the back part of the kli is tameh, but the inside of the kli, where the liquid is, doesn't become tameh. So that's why this cup, which is tameh on the outside, is not matameh the wine that's on the inside. It's not. There's a Mishnah in a number of places. If you have this din derabanan that a liquid became a rishon and that rishon is able to be metame things that are rishaini into a shaini, that's only so the rabbi said only the outer part, the back part, the outside part is tame. However, we turn to the other days, tocho v'ogno v'yozno v'yodov tohorin. But the inside, the ogen is the lip. The lip sometimes extends a little bit to the outside. So you might have thought that's outside. No, that's called inside. But ozno is like on a coffee cup, a mug, you have a circular handle. Yod is like on a frying pan, you have a straight pot, that's a yad. So all of these things, tohorin, they remain tame. They remain tar. Nit matocho, but if the inside of the kli became tame with the liquid, so then nit mukulo, then the entire kli is tame. So this is special din the rabbanan that only the outside of the kli is tame. Now, we said, Beishameh says, first wash your hands, and then go and pour the cup. And Beishameh said, no, first pour the cup, and then wash your hands. What's the argument over here? We understand each of their shitos, each of them worried about something else. Well, why is each of them worried about what they're worried about, and not what the other one's worried about? But my kamiplugi, what do they argue about? Beishameh sabar, osu lishtamish b'kli, shenitnu acharu b'mashkin. Beishameh says, there's no way this cup could be tummy on the outside, because the rabbi said, don't use a cup that's tummy on the outside. Why? Because we're constantly concerned that some stuff from the inside is going to go on the outside and become tameh. That's why you don't use a cup that's tameh. Go kasha the cup. Not kasha. Go mitar the cup. Put the cup into a mikvah. Go be the mitar the cup. And therefore, Beishameh says, never use a cup that's a sheni on the outside. And therefore, the lekel migzar shemi yitamu mashu shemidayim. Because there's no way your hands, if you washed them and had a little bit of water left, could become tameh from the cup. Because they don't let you use a cup that's tameh. So that's why Beishameh says, go and wash your hands first. So there's no need. So your hand is now not a sheni. It can't be metameh the cup because your hands are now clean. And therefore, the only concern would be that drops will come out of the cup and go on your hands. Your hands are clean. That's Beishameh's svara. Because they don't let you use a cup that's a sheni. Therefore, their only concern is the liquids inside would come onto your hands. So make sure your hands are clean. No problem using a tameh cup on the outside. Big deal. Can't cause any harm. Can't make your hands tameh. Your hands would be shlishi. Doesn't work that way. So therefore, there's no concern in me picking up a cup that's tameh only on the outside. The stuff from the inside, arminitzotzos, lo shliche. Maybe stuff from the inside is going to go on my hands. Who spills on their hands? How many times have you had a glass of soda and your hands are soaked with soda afterwards? It just doesn't happen. It's not a dumb shliach. Yeah, it could happen sometimes. You're a little bit of a klutz and you spill a little bit. But most of the time, that doesn't happen. So I don't have to make a whole din over here. Go wash your hands so some of the stuff doesn't spill on your hands and makes your hands tummy again. So the Gemara says, But you have to be concerned. But if the kos is a sheni, and you wash your hands until it's a dayim, you may not dry them well. For bread, you're definitely going to dry your hands well. But for a cup, who says you're going to dry your hands so well? You're a little bit moist. So a little bit of moisture in your hands now touches the cup. That becomes a sheni. The cup sheni makes the drops in your hands a rishon. And it's matami your hands again a sheni. You're washing your hands. It's a waste of time. Plus, so that's the svara of Beis Hillel, because they let you use a cup that's tamei, so they're not concerned about the insultsos, but they are concerned that if your hands are moist, that your hands will come tamei. And by the way, another reason, davar acher, take it from the sidaim suda. You know what? You should only wash your hands right before you can have the bread. So don't wash your hands before you fill up the kos. No, the yek is do this on Shabbos. We have a whole different way of doing things on Shabbos. People make kiddush, and then they wash until the tilas, and then they have a motzi. And there's some people, especially the yakas, do this. They wash until the tilas yadayim, then they make kiddush, and then they make damotzi. And that's a little bit based upon our discussion over here. In any event, we paskin over here like Beis Hillel. We were not knowing to do this anyway, but we paskin over here like Beis Hillel. Why did Beis Hillel have to give a second reason? What was one of their first reason? My davar acher. So it's according to you, Beis Shammai. According to us, we don't have a problem. But even according to you, Halikamalu Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Even according to you, there's a concern both ways over here. They include the Amriso, also Lishtamish Beklish Achorv Tmeim. The Gazvinim Shumi Tzotzos. You don't let us use a cup that's a sheni on the outside because you're concerned you're going to overfill it, you're going to spill a little bit, and then your hands are going to come Tomei from that wine that touched the cup that's a sheni. So therefore, you say wash first. Where it says no, Apilochi Adicha Ha'adifa. It's better. Even according to you, you should still follow us. The take it from the Tilas Yadayim Suda. You don't want to have anything interrupted between your Tilas Yadayim and the Suda. Filling up the cup, doing other things, who knows what's going to happen to your hands. So immediately wash your hands and then do the Suda. Tosus asks, we had a whole bunch of take ifs beforehand. Take if Shrita Smicha, right? Take if my Machronim benching, right? We had a whole bunch of take ifs. Why wasn't this one mentioned? So Tosus says, this was in the Mishnah. The Tana didn't have to mention it. All the other ones weren't in the Mishnah. This was in the Mishnah, so the Tana didn't have to mention it. Next in the machlokas, we had over here, Beishami Omrim Mekaneach L'chule. What are we talking about? So the Brisa tells us. Go right into the Brisa. Turn about it. Beishami Omrim Mekaneach. A person goes over here and he sweeps, he dries up his hands. Mekaneach Yodav Bimapa. He goes and dries his hands after he does the Tilas Yadayim. Everybody agrees he's doing the Tilas Yadayim at some point in time. So whenever you do the Tilas Yadayim, Mekaneach Yodav Bimapa with a towel. And what do you do with that towel? Beishami says, Menichal Shulchan. You put it on the Shulchan, on the table. Because you may need it again, you want it on the table. Shemata Omer ala kesis, because you put it on their pillow, they were lying on the ground, they were reclining, right? So if you have it on your pillow, gizero shemitru mashkin shemimapa machmas a kesis. The kesis was shiny. The kesis was tame. You didn't have to be careful about the kesis. And therefore, maybe the towel has liquid on it, right? And therefore, the towel is going to become tame, the liquid on the towel is going to become tame from the kesis. And then you're going to touch that, and your hands are going to become tame in the middle of the suda. You don't want to touch the bread with your hands being tame. The answer will be tame with siyadayim. So Gemara says, why don't we just say that kesis will go be tame the mapa? We need maya kesis lamapa right away. Gemara says, ain't kli matame kli. No, that can't happen. You need the water as the intermediary over here. Otherwise, the kli is not matame a kli. Gemara says, v'nitnami kesis le gavra gufe. So you're worried here about the intermediary. I'm touching the pillow with my hand. How come my hand doesn't become tame from touching the pillow? If the pillow is tame. Again, same thing. Ain't kli mitami odom. A keli, only an avatuma can be mitami odom with kalim. A keli cannot be mitami odom with kalim. So therefore, this keli is not an avatuma. The kass is not an avatuma. So therefore, it can't be mitami hands. It can only be mitami water to make the water a rishon. And then the rishon can be mitami my hands. So Beis Shammai says, don't put it on the pillow because you're going to become tame, potentially. So therefore, keep it on the table. It never comes into contact with the tame pillow, and therefore the towel will always be clean, and if there's water on it, it will all be clean. Because your hands are clean, so your hands are not worried about touching the towel. Oh, Beis Hillel, what's this for? Beis Hillel, our kesses, you put it on the kesses. Shemata omer al shulchan, because if you put the towel on the table, gizera shem yitamu mashkin shemimapa, machmas ha shulchan. Beis Hillel says you can have tomedic items on the shulchan, because they can't harm you, because they're not avatumas. So therefore, you put the towel on the table, so it's right there where you need it. It's going to come into contact with stuff, no problem, as we'll see in a second. So Gemara says, Beis Hillel says over here, You put it on the bedavka, put it on the keses, and don't put it on the table because if this towel is wet, has actual water on it, it's going to touch the tummy things on the table, the water become a rishon, and then you touch the towel, your hands become tamei, and now you can eat the food. You don't eat food when your hands are tamei. The ask with tamei is Oakland, and it's going to be tamei the Oakland on the table. Well, the tamei shulchan li Oakland. Why don't we say the shulchan directly is tamei the Oakland? Ah, that's easy. Shabbatocho, why don't we say that? Because Hacho b'shulchan sheni asking. We're talking about the shulchan is a sheni. Then sheni also shlishi b'chulin. And there's no shlishi over here by chulin. Aymar says, El Ayyide Mashkin. The only concern would be if Mashkin, because they become a Rishon, they could be Mitami, the food is a Shani. But the Shani things on the table can't make the tummy food a Shlishi. So what again? Each of them is worried about something else. Beshameh has their concern, Beshameh has their concern. What are they arguing about? Michael Mifligi. Beshameh Sabre, Beshameh says, Also Lishtameh b'shulchan. You're not allowed to go use a Shulchan over here. That's Tameh. Also Lishtameh b'shulchan Shani. Why? Why can't you use the Shulchan Hashani? There's no such thing as a Shlishi. You know why? Because there are Kohanim that are going to be involved. Now, it doesn't say Kohanim. So the Mepharshim point out, Ochlei Truma means even Yisraelim that hold, they eat Altares Truma. So there were some Yisraelim that also held this higher level. So that's why it doesn't say Kohanim. It says Ochlei Truma. People that are eating like it's Truma. Lav Dafka eating Truma. So that's why Beshameh says, there are people like that, so don't put Shanis on the table. You're allowed to. What about the Ochlei Truma? Ochlei Truma's reasoning. They're very careful. Kohanim are very careful. So therefore, you don't have to worry about that. So therefore, you could eat a table that has a shady on it because there's no trouble. A regular person's not going to care, and a Kohen's going to be very careful. Alternatively, Dover Acher, Ein Netilas Yadayim L'chul Min HaTorah. There is no concern. Beis Hillel says, there is no concern over here about Netilas Yadayim. There's no such thing as your hands only being tamei according to the Torah. It's a pure Dirabanan concept. So Moshe said, why do you give another reason? My Dorachar. So Halach Kamer Lo Beisul B'Shamay. Beisul says to B'Shamay, even if you're right, V'chitemu Meishna Gabi Ochlin D'Chayshinon, that Ochlin were concerned about over here, or Meishna Gabi Dan D'Lo Chayshinon, they weren't concerned about the hands, they were concerned about the food on the table. Afilu Halachi Adifa, even so, our concern is more important than your concern. There's two concerns over here. You're worried about the concerns of the food becoming Tamei directly from the mind that's a Rishon on the table, or your hands becoming Tamei. So Beis Hillel says you should listen to us and be worried about the hands more than the food over here. Then, other way around. Afil hachi ha'adifa. Then nilas yadayim l'chul min ha'torah. You don't need to wash your hands for the tilas yadayim min ha'torah. There is no such thing as hands becoming tamei in the Torah. Mutav shi'itamu yadayim. The less luikim in the rice. If the choice over here is we're concerned that the food will become directly tamei from the Rishon Mashkin, or your hands will become tamei from the Rishon Mashkin. One of those two is going to happen possibly. So why are you concerned about the hands? Be more concerned about the food. The hands have no ikum in deraisa. There is no din of your netilas yadayim in deraisa. It's all derabbanan. Shlomo HaMelech was masakin this. It's one of the Zion mitzvos of the rabbis, right? So therefore, there is no concept mid deraisa of your hands alone becoming tamei. But food, yeah, that's deraisa. V'ayitamu oklim, the islu ikum in deraisa. Foods can become tamei on a deraisa level. Your hands never can become tamei on a deraisa level unless your whole body does. So it's not the hands, it's your body. So there is no ikur deraisa over here, whereas by food there is an ikur deraisa. So if you're equally concerned about both, this is the one that you trump. This is the one that you go and make your concern. Next in the Mishnah, Misham Yomim Mechavdu Mechule. What's this machlokas? We go right to the Brisa. Tanarban, Misham Yomim Mechavdu Nesabai Slachas Nuklin Yodayim. Misham says over here, you go and sweep the crumbs up from the floor. V'yachakach Nuklin Yodayim. And then you go wash your hands for benching. Mayim Achronim. Don't wash first. Why? Shemat Omer Nuklin Yodayim Tchila. Because if you wash your hands first, Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim is not getting the tips of your finger wet. Mayim Achronim is taking a revius of wine and pouring it on your hands, just like in the Tilas Yodayim Rishonim. What everybody does with the Mayim Achronim is not ideal. The cup tilted in the direction of my hands, that's good enough. No, you're supposed to pour a revius of wine on your hands. So, if you pour a revius of wine on your hands, you might tell me, the water is going to fall on the bread, and you're not allowed to destroy bread. Bread, you had very chosh, we had that the other day, so therefore, sweep up first, and then do netilas yadayim. So you shouldn't destroy any of the bread. Avol Netilas Yadayim LeVeishamai. Avol Netilas Yadayim LeVeishamai Tchila LoSfiru Lehu. Beishamai says, someone chorus this over here because it's just really repetitious. But anyway, we'll read it. Netilas Yadayim LeVeishamai Tchila. Don't do first LoSfiru Lehu. My time Mishum Pirurim. They say over here because we're concerned even about the crumbs. Don't pour water on the crumbs. So therefore, go and do over here the kibud, clean up first over here, and then do my achronim so you don't get any wet, any bread wet. Even if you have crumbs over here, they're concerned about that. If there's a shamish, there's a tamu chacham, he's going to get rid of all the crumbs. He's going to get rid of the big pieces. Who notel perurim sheish bem kizayis? And he's only going to be niach perurim sheish bem kizayis. They said, we're not worried about the crumbs over here. You only have to be concerned about ruining a kizayis of bread. The crumbs are going to be destroyed anyway. If they get wet, it's not the end of the world. So you can wash your hands first. The Talmud Chacham Shamish removed all the big pieces already from the table or from the floor, whatever it is. And some, I'm sorry, they reclined. They reclined. That was their table, the low table, the floor, whatever it is. So the concern is you're not allowed to step on crumbs. People should be careful. You don't step on crumbs. That's degrading to the bread. To throw away the crumbs, you can. Some people don't throw away a kizayis of bread. You shouldn't until it gets moldy or spoiled, because bread is such a chosh of a thing. In any event, so what happened over here? Beis Shammai says, we're concerned even about getting the perurim wet. And Beis Hillel says, no, the Talmud Chacham is going to make sure there are no large pieces over here, and you don't have to be concerned about the perurim. And Messiah Lil Rav Yochanan, the Amr of Yochanan, perurim, she'en bem kizayis, mutuli avdam biyad. If you have crumbs that are less than a kizayis, you can just get rid of them. And if they get a little water on them, it's nishkeferlu. So what are they arguing about? Michael, what's the actual machlokas over here between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel Savrei, Osu Shamish, Beis Shammish, Amaretz. Beis Hillel says, don't use an Amaretz Shamish. Now, it doesn't mean that he's a Talmud Chacham necessarily, because you're not allowed to use a Talmud Chacham to serve you, but he just knows the basic dinim. He's just not an Amaretz. So he'll know to remove all the large pieces of bread from the table, so if you spill on them, you're not going to spill on a large piece of bread and ruin it. Surprisingly says, yeah, you use an amar, it's no problem. You know why? Because you're going to go and sweep up anyway, so there's no trouble that could come from it. Throughout this Mishnah, throughout this Perek, we pass it always like Beis Hillel, Bar Miha. With this one rule over here, we pass it like Beis Shammai. Don't look at Beis Shammai, that you're allowed to use the Talmud Chacham Amaretz, and therefore sweep up first, because he's not going to know, and he's going to leave large kazayas pieces here, and then you do the Mayim Achronim afterwards, so you don't spill it on the large pieces of bread. He flipped around the appellation of the last one. He said, Beis Hillel says, you can use an Amaretz, and Beis Shammai says, don't use the Amaretz. The Psak Halach is the same, but he says, therefore, Bohar, Nami Halach Beis Hillel. We pass like Beis Hillel throughout over here. He just flipped around what Beis Hillel Beis Shammai said, but the Psak didn't change, but who said it changed, so he says, the whole parak we follow like Beis Hillel. Next, Beis Shammai Yomim Ner Mazv Chulei. Now we have the order over here of the benching, so now we get into the discussion of some of these things. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla Be Rav. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda went to Rav's house. Chazil Rav De Barach Abisamim Bereisha. He saw he made a Barim Abisamim first. Amalei. Michta, he said, I don't understand. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Amor Lo Pligi. I don't understand. Nobody says, he has the version of Rav Meir, as we'll see. I never saw anybody say that Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel argue about the Maor. The Tanya, Beis Shammai Omrim, Ner, Mazon, Besamim, Abdullah. Ner comes before Besamim. They just argue about where the Mazon and Abdullah are. Or Beis Hillel Omrim, Ner also first. And then they say Besamim, Mazon. They just flip around Besamim, Mazon, Abdullah. So everybody says the Ner comes before Besamim. So according to Rav Meir. Why do you say that Barim Yoresh comes after the Barim Yisamim? Why did you do Barim Yisamim first? So Ani Rav Basrei, he says, Rav answers, he says, do the Rav Meir. What you said is Rav Meir's opinion. We don't pass like Rav Meir. Avol Rav Yehuda Omer, no. This is what Rav Yehuda's understanding of Beishama is. L'nechul Beishama Beishil Lala Mazon. They all agree the Mazon Hubitchila. You first bench. V'yal Avdallah Shuv Esof. Then you make Avdallah at the end, when you only have one cup of wine. Where do they argue? The only argument, according to Rav Yehuda, is Alamor or Alamisam. Which one comes first? Beis Shammai says over here, you make it first, Barim Yoresh, and then you make a Misamim. Like we had on the Omer Aleph. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. Or Beis Hillel said, like we do, Misamim first, Yachakach Mor. How do we pass it over here? From Rav Yochanan, no guam ki Beis Hillel. The Velt has passed over here like Beis Hillel. They have a whole discussion. What's this mean over here? Vinagu. It's a strange lashon over here. Vinagu. Why do we say this lashon of Vinagu? So, some suggest over here that whether you publicly passing this or not. Others say, no, this is just the lashon that they use over here. That we passing over here like Beis Hillel. Vinagu guam ki Beis Hillel. I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda according to the version of Rav Yehuda. Now we get one more machlokas, b'shamayim shabar v'chulei. So, Amar Rava, some said the gears over here, Amar Rabba. In any event, He says, "Bebara using bara ma'oreya eish." Everybody agrees. Kuliyamu lo pligid the bara mashma. It means past tense, and we're thanking Hashem for making the or past tense. Keep pligid. The only argument about Beishami Bishil. Beishami said bara in the Mishnah. Bishil said bara in the Mishnah. Keep pligid bebara. What does bara mean? Very similar to what we had motzi hamotzi. Beishami savre bara the osid. You don't say bara ma'oreya eish. Say bara ma'oreya eish. Ma'oreish. Lemivra. So the Asa Lemivra, according to Beishamai, Beisil Savri Bari means Nami, the Bara in the past, Mashma. So Beishamai says Bara means past, but Bari means future. And you have to thank Hashem for the past giving us a fire. And Beisil says, no, they both mean past. So Mor says, really, is Beishamai say Bara means past and Bari means future? Mazar of Yosef. I'll give you many examples where Yotzer, which is the equivalent, or Bore, means past. Yotzer, or Vari Choshech. We thank Hashem for making the or in Choshech. Yotzer, Harim, Vari Ruach. We thank Hashem for making the mountains in the wind. Bore has Shemayim, Vinoteyev. We thank Hashem for making them. So Bore means past also. What are you telling me that Meshamai says Bore means future? Of course, Elo, you're right. Elo, Amar of Yosef. Bebore, Bore, Kuliyam, Lo Plige, Debore, Mashma. In fact, the Mishnah, don't accent on Beishamai said bara, Beisil said bara, it's the same thing. You want to say bara, say bara, say bara, say bara. That doesn't make any difference. Everybody agrees that means past tense. No, the Sukkot likes Beisil, bara. But Beishamai doesn't want to really argue about bara, bara. That's not a real machlokas. Keep pleading, what was the machlokas? Bimu'ar versus umu'ore. Right? The Beishamai savri, chadin ahori ikabinura. Beishamai says, there's one flame in a flame. And that's why you make bore or bora mor ha'esh. You made the light of the candle. Beisil savri tuvin ahore. There's all different colors of the spectrum in the fire. You have red, you have brown, a bluish, you have a whitish flame. So there's many different aspects. Maore ikabinura. We have a brice in support of Beisil. Tanim yavi omle Beisil v'shamai. Har be moris yesh bor. There's a lot of moris in the or, and therefore it's not a problem to say. Ma'ore, you should say Ma'ore, and that's how we, of course, Paschal over here, you say Bore, Ma'ore, Eish. Okay, what time is it, folks? Okay, so let's do one real quick, because again, we want to get as far as we can for Rosh Chodesh tomorrow. Hey, Mavak, we say, Bishlom and Ner, Mishum, the Lo Shavas. So this is talking about over here that you're not allowed to use the fire or the besamim of a non-Jewish person. So Bishlom and Ner, Mishum, the Lo Shavas, because they were using their flame on Shabbos, so you can't use a flame that was working on Shabbos, even though for the guy it's no problem, but he lit it on Shabbos, you can't use it. El besamim, my time alone, what's wrong if you use the besamim of the guy? Shemar says, I'm a Yudah, I'm a Rav. Hachem, Mesibas of the Kochamaskin. We're talking about they had a party over here, and they lit the besamim. Mipnei shestam mesibas avodah chacham avodah zara. Mestam the besamim was for avodah zara. So this is avodah zara. Where it says, but later in the Mishnah, you tell me you're not allowed to use avodah zara. Ha, I mean, the tani sefer ein v'varach luwal neir v'la besamim shal avodah zara b'chal the reisha labi avodah zara skinan. In a moment, you're going to tell me in the Mishnah, and you're also not allowed to use the besamim avodah zara. But if the reisha is besamim avakum means besamim avodah zara, then why are you telling me a minute later in the Mishnah? And by the way, don't use besamim avodah zara. It's the same thing. Then you're telling me to eat twice. Where it says no, Amr Chanina Misura Matam Koma. The first part when it says don't use besamim of avodah zara of an akum of a guy, it didn't tell me why. The second part it tells me and don't use it because it's avodah zara of it's besamim of avodah zara. Matam Koma. He's telling us over here the reason. Matam Koma. Matam Ein Mevarchem Lo Aner Lo Besamim. Why can't you use the flame? The flame is different. The flame is because they lit it on Shabbos. Lo Besamim Shalakim. And why can't you use the Besamim of an Akum? There's no Issa that was done with them. Menesha Stam Mesiba of Avodas Chavim LeAvodas Zara, because the Stam Mesiba of Avodas Chavim is for Avodas Zara, and that's why it's one reason. It's not two reasons. We stop over here. Again, tomorrow we start a little bit later. Everybody, please come on time and daven up to Mizmor Shir so you don't have any trouble following the daven. Have a wonderful day and a good Erev Chodesh.